Hello, hello, and welcome back to another episode of Enchanted Minds. I'm your host, Marlena Hinkle, where I will be sharing with you folk tales from around the world and beyond. Enjoy. Thank you, everyone, for staying tuned in. Tonight's story is actually quite a special one. It is dedicated to Lion Heron,
the King of Kings, a man of strength and pride, truly a lion of men, and a great friend.
We dedicate this story to you in hopes that it brings you comfort and joy.
Comfort and joy. Comfort and joy.
All right, we're going to keep moving. Enjoy, Lion.
We love you, brother.
Ago, when wishes often came true, there lived a king whose daughters were all handsome. But the youngest was so beautiful that the sun himself, who had seen everything, was bemused every time he shone over her because of her beauty. Near the royal castle, there was a great dark wood, and in the wood, under an old linden tree, was a well, and when the day was hot, the king's daughter used to go forth into the wood and sit by the brink of the cool well, and if the time seemed long, she would take out a golden ball, and she would throw it up into the air and catch it again, and throw it up and catch it again, and this was her favorite pastime. Now, it happened one day that the golden ball, instead of falling back into the maiden's little hand, which had sent it aloft, dropped down to the ground near the edge of the well, and it rolled in. The king's daughter followed it with her eyes as it sank, but the well was so deep, that the bottom could not be seen. Then, she began to weep, and she wept and wept as if she could never be comforted. And in the midst of her weeping, she heard a voice saying to her, "What ails you, king's daughter? Your tears would melt a heart of stone." And when she looked to see where the voice was coming from, there was nothing but an old frog stretching out his thick, ugly head out of the water. "Oh, is it you, old waddler?" she said. "I weep because my golden ball has fallen into the well."
"Never mind. Do not weep," answered the frog. "I can help you. But what will you give me if I fetch up your ball again?"
"Whatever you'd like, dear frog," she said. "Any of my clothes, my pearls and jewels, or even the golden crown I wear."
"Your clothes, your pearls and jewels, and your golden crown are not for me," answered the frog. "But if you would love me and have me for your companion and a playfellow, and let me sit by your table, and eat from your plate, and drink from your cup, and sleep in your little bed. If you would promise all this, then would I dive below the water and fetch you your golden ball again."
"Oh, yes," she answered. "I will promise it all, whatever you want, if you will only get me my ball again." But she thought to herself, "What nonsense he talks, as if he could go anywhere but sit in the water and croak with the other old frogs, or could possibly be anyone's companion." But the frog, as soon as he heard her promise, drew his head under the water and sank down out of sight. But after a while, he came to the surface again with the ball in his mouth, and he threw it into the grass. The king's daughter was overjoyed to see her pretty plaything, and she caught it up and ran off with it. "Stop, stop!" cried the frog. "Take me up too! I cannot run as fast as you!" But it was of no use, for croak and croak after her as he might, she would not listen to him, but made haste home, and very soon forgot all about the poor frog, who had to betake himself to his well again. The next day, when the king's daughter was sitting at the table with the king and all the court, and eating from her golden plate, there came a something a pitter-patter up the marble stairs, and then there came a knocking at the door, and a voice crying, "Youngest king's daughter, let me in." And she got up and ran to see who it could be. But when she opened the door, there was the frog sitting outside. Then she shut the door hastily and went back to her seat, feeling very uneasy. The king noticed how quickly her heart was beating and said, "My child, what are you afraid of? Is there a giant standing at the door ready to carry you away?" "Oh no," she answered, "no giant, but a horrid frog."
"And what does the frog want?" asked the king.
"Oh, dear father," answered she, "when I was sitting by the well yesterday and playing with my golden ball, it fell into the water, and while I was crying for the loss of it, the frog came and it got it again for me on one condition, that I would let him be my companion, but I never thought that he could leave the water and come after me. But now there he is outside the door, and he wants to come in." And then they all heard him knocking a second time and crying, "Youngest king's daughter, open to me. By the well water what you promised me. Youngest king's daughter, now open to me."
"Thou which thou hast promised, must thou perform," said the king. "So go on and let him in."
So she went and opened the door, and the frog hopped in and followed at her heels till she reached her chair. Then he stopped and cried,
"Lift me up to sit by you."
But she delayed doing so until the king ordered her. When once the frog was on the chair, he wanted to get on the table, so there he sat and said,
"Now push your golden plate a little nearer so that I may eat together."
And so she did, but everybody might see how unwilling she was, and the frog feasted heartily, but every morsel seemed to stick in the back of her throat.
"I have had enough now," said the frog at last. "And as I am tired, you must carry me to your room and make ready your silken bed, and we will lie down and go to sleep."
Then the king's daughter began to weep, as was afraid of the cold frog, that nothing would satisfy him, but he must sleep in her pretty clean bed. Now the king grew angry with her, saying,
"Thou which wast thou promised in thy time of necessity, must thou now perform?"
So she picked up the frog with her finger and thumb, carried him upstairs, and put him in the corner. And when she lay down to sleep, he came creeping up, saying,
"Oh, I am tired,
and I want to sleep as much as you. Take me up, or I will tell your father."
Then she felt beside herself with rage and picked him up and threw him with all her strength against the wall, crying, "Now will you be quiet, you horrid frog?" But as he fell, he ceased to be a frog and became all at once a prince with beautiful, kind eyes. And it came to pass that with her father's consent, they became bride and bridegroom. And he told her how a wicked witch had bound him by her spells, and how no one but she alone could have released him, and that they two would go together to his father's kingdom. And there came to the door a carriage drawn by 8 white horses, with white plumes on their heads and with golden harnesses. And behind the carriage was standing Faithful Henry, the servant of the young prince. Now, Faithful Henry had suffered such care and pain when his master was turned into a frog that he had been obliged to wear 3 iron bands over his heart to keep it from breaking with trouble and anxiety. When the carriage started to take the prince to his kingdom, and Faithful Henry had helped them both in, he got up behind and was full of joy at his master's deliverance. And when they had gone a part of the way, the prince heard a sound at the back of the carriage, as if something had broken. And he turned around and cried, "Henry, Henry, the wheel must be breaking." But old Faithful Henry answered, "The wheel does not break. 'Tis the band around my heart, that, to lessen its ache when I grieved for your sake, I bound around my heart." Again, and yet once again, there was the same old sound, and the prince thought it must be the wheel breaking, but it was the breaking of the other bands from Faithful Henry's heart, because he was so relieved and so happy.
Thank you so much for joining me here today. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Stories are a mystery, and they give us clues to open up the unlocked doors within ourselves. Remember to always keep an enchanted mind. I'll see you next week.
Long ago. Long ago, when wishes often came true, there lived a king whose daughters were all handsome.
Which king are you talking about?
The handsome one.
Oh, the handsome one. Okay, yes, sir.
Near the royal castle, there was a great dark wood.
Which castle are you talking about?
Of the darkest wood.
The dark castle? The dark castle?